Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Nation Billing, where we do it right. Hey guys, tonight's show is going to be the Nation Billing talks about can we woo 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 it. So I'm gonna leave it up to Sister Gidget. Sister Gidget, you can introduce the show. Take it away, Sister Gidget. Hello, Sister Gidget.
Assalamu alaikum, brother DJ Black Caesar. How are you this evening?
Alaikum salam, sister. I'm doing great. Did I lose you for a minute?
I I was trying to communicate with our brother Jamil, but I think we have him on the phone now.
I got him on the phone.
All praises due to Allah. Thank you. All right. Well, you know, this is our last show of the year. It has been a remarkable, beautiful year. I want to start off by saying that a lot of you I've met through Facebook, some of you I've known for a very long time. I just want to thank you for all the love and the support and the encouragement that you have given Nation Building since we started kind of like in April. And so this thing has really taken off far exceeding what I ever thought it could be. We started off with one show, I think maybe once a month, and now we're at almost five shows a month. And next year, beginning in January, we'll be on the air 6 days a week because we have a couple of more shows that we're adding, and we'll get into that later. But I want to extend my thanks to the listening audience and to my brothers and sisters in the faith and just my brothers and sisters all over the world. I want to especially thank my Kenyan family, my cousin Bonsue and his work crew who listen faithfully every Friday morning because that's when they actually get the show in Kenya. I want to thank them for their never-ending support and love as well. So we wanted to end the year on a good note, just, you know, a little, lighten it up a little bit. You know, we talk about politics and murder and everything else, and I just kind of want to end it on a good note and end it with something that is concerning a lot of the believers in the Nation of Islam in particular. Our relationship as black people, as you know, it's not always...
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, okay, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Wow, let me check and see.
I don't know.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Somebody,
I don't know.
Somebody's
sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Yeah, that was, I knew that was. That was 202. Hey, man, it's all good now. We can go on.
Okay, well, no, we need to get him back on. So I'm gonna try to put in a call to him again.
Okay.
As I was saying, like I said, I want to thank all my listening audience for their support. And tonight we have with us, if we can ever get him on the phone, our student minister, Brother Jamil Muhammad.
He's online right now.
Okay. And we have published author Mr. Derek D.C. Clark, who is from my hometown right here in Little O'Brien, Texas, good friend of mine. He has so much graced us tonight. He's going to be sharing some of the poetry that he has written in his book. And Mr. Clark, I know you don't like that name, D.C., come on and tell us something about this book and tell us what it entails. Because I'm a poetry lover and I'm a poetry writer, so I this is something that I use to woo when I get ready to do such things. So come on, DC, and talk to us.
I most certainly will. Good evening, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Trying to get into the call. Once again, you know my name is Derek Clark. They call me DC for short. I've been writing poetry for over 40 years, and just recently I had a book published called Poems of Passion, and it's a compilation of different poems written in the erotic, some definitely about love, some about loss, some about the military. I spent 30 years in the military, and this has been my work. I enjoy writing, and I especially enjoy writing of strength and love and how to woo-woo-woo, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I've had the pleasure of reading some of his poems, and I had to actually select the poems that he's going to read tonight, because some of them are, woo, they hot.
Hold on. Sister Gidget.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say assalamu alaikum, family, to all the listeners on the show. This is Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad. Yes, ma'am. Sister Gidget, you can't let Brother DC just do his poem. Sister, you know you are a bad poem, or shall I say poet yourself.
Yeah, but I didn't write nothing but tonight. I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Well, that's something you have in your repertoire.
Brother DC, we can't let... Hey. We can't let her get away with that, Brother DC.
No, we have to get her to write some of her poems and present them as a part of her repertoire. You know, it would have been delicious to hear what she had to say in poetry.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you know, Brother Rakim, I don't think that's fair, because you're talking about a writer. Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, who is the founder of Nation Building, is a very prolific writer. He writes story. He writes poems. He writes rap. You can't miss him when it comes to writing. So, Brother Rakim, I tell you what, the show is over at 10 o'clock, and you got till 9:55 to come over one. You're going to grace us with this evening. Now,
that's how
we're going to do that one. Yes, sir. That's how we're going to do that one. And we're going to move on. Yes, sir. You're not getting out of that one. We're not going to even discuss it. Anyway. Let me move on. Let me introduce the rest of the panel. I have next year, in 2013, we have a lot of beautiful things coming up. And I want to introduce this young man who's down in New Orleans, Louisiana. He is going to be my co-host. And his name is Brother Derek. I'm about to get my ex, Singleton. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Derek. Come out front and center. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Come on, tell the listeners something about yourself.
Brother Derek, honored to be on your show. Been a follower of the minister from the outside for a long time. And love the minister, Jamil. I'm interested to hear what he has to say tonight. And I'm ready to get the show going.
No, check this out. We can't let the brother be shy, brother. You can't be shy, brother. Hey, listen, I hear it in your voice, brother. You ain't shy at all. You acting shy. You pretending like you shy right now, but you ain't nowhere near shy. Come on now.
No, I'm just listening till I see what's going on. I get crunched up.
We got you, brother.
He's not shy. And last but certainly not least, our beloved brother, student minister, brother friend, brother, soul brother, musical brother, loving brother, brother student minister, Jamil Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam to one and all. How are you all tonight?
We are fine. We are so happy that we got you on the phone.
Very, very good. I thank you all for your time and attention and for your energy. And I can already hear this is going to be a great program tonight. And wherever the audience hears us, hopefully and carefully, they'll find some good news and something beneficial for themselves in what we say tonight. I'm very, very honored to be on your airwaves.
Oh, well, you know, brother, this ain't my airwaves. This is our airwaves. So this
is our airwaves, you know?
That's right.
Our.
This is what you want. Our. O-U-R. Our. Okay, so we're going to talk about courtship tonight. And I know that has been like the hot topic of 2012. I have worked expeditiously to try to get some of you all married this year, or at least in courtship this year. And, you know, we come up with so many questions because we hear so many things, but we have Student Minister Jamil Muhammad here. He's going to set us straight. And not only is he going to come from the teachings, but from what I understand, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Jamil, you are also in courtship, and you can really enlighten us from experience on some of these things because you're actually living through it right now. Am I correct, sir?
That is correct, and certainly I'll do the best I can to set some things straight, but surely we're going to refer to the Quran, we're going to refer to the Sunnah, the Hadith, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the instructions of Minister Farrakhan, and some good old mother wit, some down-home common sense, and what Big Mama and them told us to. But we hope to have something referred to in all of those categories tonight.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, what I want to start by doing, I want to set the mood. And I don't know who has to better set the mood than Brother D.C., Clark over here. Brother D.C., do you have a poem you're going to start us off with so we can kind of get in the mood?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got disconnected, so I called in on the speech of the host line.
Okay, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. I missed part of the show there. I'll try to
check. We're getting some feedback. So listen, if any of you all have your computers on, please cut them down. I know sometimes we want to listen to ourselves while we're on the radio, but it doesn't sound good. And if you're not talking right now, please put your phones on mute so that we can hear everyone clearly. Okay, DC, well, what I had asked that, you know, you start us off with one of your beautiful poems to kind of just set the mood, and then we're going to let Brother Jamil answer a few questions for us.
Okay. Well, this first poem is called The Strength. Plagued by ever-increasing problems, she steadily battles back against all odds that hold her down, praying for the strength. Intelligent and good looks to match, she fights daily to stay alive, to feed herself, her children, praying for the strength. Men have tried to gain her trust and lead her down wrong paths. She in turn asks the Lord, please give me the strength. I know of her and her strife, long fought yet hard won. She has the nerve, the courage to pray for the strength. Through the adversity, we've all found that if we pray unto the Lord, he will grant us the strength to pray on.
Is that that's the end of it?
That's the end of it.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking that poem was longer than that, but that is a beautiful poem, and I want to elaborate on that because, you know, a lot of us as women, you know, we have experienced so many difficult relationships. And it doesn't just start with the intimate relationship that we may have with a male counterpart, but sometimes it starts at home. Sometimes we have those broken relationships with our fathers, and sometimes that pain or the things that we seek are in that commonality because we're so used to being disappointed. We often kind of pursue men that are going to do the same thing, and we know that they're going to do it, but we are so desperate sometimes for love. And when we talk about the strength, we can see through our history what we as black women have endured and having to raise our children by ourselves and be alone and just bear the whole cross alone or whatever it may be, however people want to look at it. And You know, the black woman is phenomenal, if I must say so myself. And that's what I thought about D.C. when I saw that poem. So I thank you for recognizing the strength of the woman, the black woman in particularly. And Brother Jamil, I'm going to start off with you. I have a question. And then I'm going to let my co-host, Brother Derek, ask a question. Is he still on here, Jesus? I think we lost him.
No, I'm right here.
No, I'm saying Brother Derek Singleton from
New Orleans. I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see your number. Okay, there you go. Okay, I'm going to ask a question first, and then we're going to let Brother Derek ask you a question. But, Brother Jamil, you know, I'm old. I've been in the nation a long, long time. And I remember something in the courtship manual, in the MGT training manual, said something about reflection of restraint, courtesy, and modesty. And that the definition of courtship was the act of solicitation of favor. So I want you to kind of expound on that and tell us, really, what is courtship in its entirety, and what is it supposed to be?
That's a big, giant-sized question. I'm sure I cannot address it in its entirety, but I will do what I can to start the discussion going. Let me first thank you for such an important and profound question. When you ask what is courtship, and when you talk about the definition that it's the solicitation for favor or favorable consideration or favorable outcome according to the perspective of the suitor or the one involved in the action of courting, then courtship has a direct aim in it beyond just the expository inquisition of facts. What is it about you? What is it about me? How do we put this evidence on the table? Yes, there's an element of courtship that has to do with the word court, where there is an examination of the facts put in evidence so proper decision can be made. But the definition that you just gave, courtship, also takes into account another definition of the word court. A court is the place where a king or a queen, a monarch, holds forth. And entertainment of that monarch is the order of the affairs of court. When a person approaches the court of a queen, he approaches to ask questions, seeking the favorable dispensation of the queen. Is that all right? So now in courtship, when that queen is carrying herself according to modesty and restraint and decency and character-filled representation of the MGT, and the brother is carrying himself according to the same principles of modesty and decency, then the facts can be examined in a way that can produce a favorable outcome, which in this case is marriage and happiness and the further chances, the greater chance of more success in the marriage. So yes, courtship is a large part of what we do because as Muslims, as you know, marriage is said to be half of our faith in Islam all the way from the time of Prophet Muhammad in Arabia, peace and prayers be upon him. The idea is that marriage has been half of faith. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us, settle down to a good choice and then do right in your household. Minister Farrakhan echoes teacher by reminding us that divorce, the failure of marriage, particularly for frivolous and silly reasons, is actually a threat to our national security. So marriages must be strong in order for families to be strong, and when those families are strong, our nation is strong as well.
So, tell me this, Brother Jamil, so, you know, in courtship, it has been my experience that, you know, there's a honeymoon period of courtship. There's a period of when we are infatuated and we seem to be able, we seem to submit to any situation that is presented. Excuse me, you know, like, if I'm so mesmerized by a brother and how he looks in his FOI uniform, he's handsome and he's all this. Oh, pardon me, excuse me. Well, I might be willing because I'm so taken to accept a lot of things that maybe in my rational mind I would not accept. So tell me, how do you keep the balance, you know, and understanding that courtship is not a committed relationship and it's not what we even consider in the world as even dating. We're just examining. Am I correct?
That is correct. And the beauty in Islam, you know, Islam provides, and I'm not saying this to the detriment or unfavorable comparison with other religious communities of great, great long-standing tradition and value in our community, but Islam, we are taught, provides perfect solution. In Islam, the presence of the wali, which is the male who overlooks and oversees, the older male who overlooks and oversees the affairs of a young woman who is eligible for marriage. In some cases, it's her father or her uncle or an older respected member of the community. Even if that community extends all the way from here to Indianapolis, that means that the wali is a respected older dude. And the older guy says, wait a minute, honey, I know you like the fella in his uniform, but let's ask him some questions about his background, his character, his vision, his dreams, his professional qualifications, his mosque record. What is his quality of character as a man? And sometimes those are the things that happen. So when you do courtship alone, you may miss those things. When you have to make those decisions unchaperoned and unadvised, then you may make some decisions that show you're overly taken with the man or overly smitten with the woman and fail to look into some key elements that you should have looked into before making the commitment as husband and wife. So, yes, ma'am, you know, the courtship in Islam involves the community, and that is why you made a key point, sister. It is the examination of the fitness of the other person for marriage. It's an examination of their fitness for marriage, and that's the wonderful thing about courtship.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to remind everybody one more time, please, if you're not talking, put your phones on mute. We're getting a lot of interference, and we want to be able to hear everyone clearly, and thank you for your cooperation. Okay, I'm going to give my beloved brother, Derek, I'm going to give my ex-Singleton an opportunity to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, dear brother Derek. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing good. Battling this cold, but I'm doing good.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I was just going to say, she actually asked the first question I was going to ask.
great minds run alike, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, this is my question. How important is communication in courtship, and what is real communication in a marriage or relationship?
Well, you can answer that question, brother, like asking the question, how important is water to human life? How important is air to human life? Communication is essential because it is the means by which all information is transmitted between the members of the marriage, between the couple, and among that couple and their family, and then from that family to the surrounding community in the world. Communication is the key. The communication that we know of, ideas are formed into what are called words. And John 1:1 reminds us that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, right? You all know what I'm talking about, don't you, from the New Testament, right?
Yes, sir.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh and dwelled among men. In the Holy Quran, we are reminded to read. Read in the name of our Lord, who creates, right, and taught men by the pen, create man from a clot, and taught men by the pen what men knew not. That means we have a responsibility to communicate, to understand, and to be understood from the very beginning and throughout our lives. Communication is the key. Yes, sir. Very important.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's kind of get to the meat of it, Brother Jamil. When a man is trying to woo a woman, now, we're going to move down the road in courtship for a little while, you know, for a bit. you know, because there's courtship, you know, you're getting to know him, you've gotten a chance to observe his behavior, you know, you've met his family maybe, you've questioned his character, you know, he's on point, and we've gone through all the preliminary, you know, activities. And so now you want to always be found being appropriate, but you're beginning to feel some things that you really, really want to express. And I want to know from you, dear brother, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate? I mean, because we already know what's really not appropriate. Like, you can't say, you know, girl, you know, I really like your big pretty hips, or, you know, you got some luscious lips or something like that. We already know that. But what is it that you can say, and what is an appropriate compliment to a sister?
Well, sometimes, you know, because of how bad off we've been in this world, some of our women have not yet understood what is the difference between a compliment and an insult.
Hmm.
And can you see, so for a man to speak about a woman's physical body and her intimacy and what she looks like without her clothing on and all that sort of thing, talking up under your clothes, my mother used to call them, never let no man talk up under your clothes. She'd be very, very direct about that. That is the kind of thing that you cannot allow in a courtship. That is what a wali and a family would make sure that they don't do. All right? They'll make sure that they don't do that. Hold one second, will y'all? I'm gonna stop because I'm getting interrupted by some background noise, and I want to make sure I make this point. But let me just say this before we go. Before we go, hold on. Hold one second here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got you.
Oh, I don't want to lose this point. But I want to say to you that when we do it in decency and righteousness, we win. Now, you know that she's attractive. That's the reason why you asked her for courtship. You know, you ain't going to court nobody to look like a mud fence. You're not going to court nobody that's ugly as ugly as the stock market quoting in the fall of 29. You're not gonna court someone like that. What you're interested in doing is making sure y'all all right. What you're interested in doing is so the person is attractive to you. But how do you handle what you say to her? And if you think about it, if she's going to be your wife, you think about it as if you were her father. Would you want somebody coming up behind your daughter talking about, hey, girl, you sure looking good in them jeans? No, of course not.
Might I interject something?
Of course not. Yes, you certainly may. Please interject.
Okay. Listening to the backward and forth talk, I've noticed one thing. From the courtship up to the present, nobody mentioned, except for one, I think it was Brother Derek, that mentioned communication. It's communication is one, but respect is above all else the other start of a relationship. Even during the courtship scene. And
well,
if there's no respect given to the woman as well as back to the man, then there can be no real true courtship. What it is a farce, a fallacy.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that, brother. And I would also say that one of the precipitatory comments that I made was that the greatness of the advice and counsel of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the way of the Nation of Islam is that it's just respect. By its own definition, the presence of chaperones and walis and walimas guarantees respect. The reason why you have a chaperone everywhere you go as a courted couple in the Nation of Islam is so that the reputation of the couple can be protected from scandalous whispers and scurrilous gossip.
That I understand.
The reason why that is in place is for that protection and respect to be there. So I agree with you 1,000%. And I assure you and all the listeners that when we're talking about the norm of courtship, we're talking about it from the model of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But you need not be a member of the Nation of Islam and be registered in the mosque to partake in something as close as you can get it to the respectful manner in which a mate is selected, chosen, confirmed, committed to, and then entered into with the actual covenant of marriage. So it's an actual process, and I agree with you 1,000%. Respect.
Thank you, brother, for enlightening me on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for enlightening me, because I'm not of the nation, but I do respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I do, respect it all.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. And you know, that respect is there, brother. You know, there's an old saying that says that, give me that old-time religion. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. That's
for
the
me.
Old song we used to sing. I don't know what y'all sang at your church, but I believe you probably
had a verse. Then there was another statement I'd like to make.
Yes.
Not necessarily do you always want to look for a beautiful woman, because there was an old song, an old West Indian song that said, if you want to be happy for the rest of your
life,
make an ugly woman your wife.
Uh-huh. And you know that old West Indian song, I have to interject, my dear brother. There is a recording of it. You can get it on the internet, and if you can't find it, contact me. But it's recorded by a West Indian calypso artist named The Charmer. The Charmer,
right.
In 1953, in 1954. The Charmer is a gentleman who later became known by the name of Louis X, and is today called Minister Louis Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan, previous to his career as a Muslim minister, was an up-and-coming, ascendant, and very popular calypsonian. And he would sing that song and others that were popular there in the calypso world, and he would sing, you know, if you want to be happy and live a king's life, you never make a pretty woman your wife.
That's
and
you
talk about the dangers of having a pretty woman. Well, I know that in my current courtship, Sister Gidget, I have a very pretty court mate, and she's a very, very beautiful girl. And so I had to take that into consideration. I had to tell her, you know, you almost didn't make the cut, girl. You're not ugly enough. You know, please, I need somebody, you know, uglier than you. I need one that's got a leg, one shorter than the other one, you know, and got some razor bumps up under your chin. I need a woman that's got about 2-3 teeth in her head and got a funny spell around it. It never go away. Nobody quite know what it is. I need a woman that's ugly in order for me to have me a good quality of life. You know? Oh, man. But tonight I have to tell you, the sister you're going to meet in a few minutes, Sister Latoya X, she's very, very beautiful, and I literally had to contend with that, Brother Derek. You're exactly right. I had to contend with that. How will I deal with that? My grandfather used to tell me, son, when you select your wife, he'd say, don't pick her with your eyes, pick your wife with your ears.
That's right.
He would say, listen to how she speaks to you. And how does what she says and how she says it make you feel? And when you are settled of peace of mind and quiet of heart, then however you open your eyes and look at her, I don't care who she looked like. I don't care if she looked like, she might look pretty like Fantasia, but she might be, you know, she might look like Fred Sanford the first time you look at it. So whatever the case may be. Makes your heart. If she makes your heart go pitter patter, and if she makes your strength with your heart zing, then that's important to you. You got to have somebody that floats your boat. You got to have somebody that, you know, blow air up your skirt. You got to have somebody that make you happy. I'm tired of you all acting like you got to find somebody who can. The main qualification for them is to recite the supreme wisdom perfectly in your house before dinner every night at the table. Stop all that. You know, we want to have somebody that you dig, but you want to also make sure that the work is going along. The poetry that we're about to hear in just a moment will be the kind of thing that connects our minds and hearts by means of a responsible and respectful use of communication. So I like that. When we ask those questions, brother, I know you're down in New Orleans battling a cold. I know that's the worst place
to be with a
cold. Yeah, I know you're having a cold, because New Orleans, the high tomorrow will be 78, then tomorrow night will be 28.
But, Brother Jameer, I don't want you to get confused.
Right.
We have two Derricks on the phone, and we have one that we refer to as DC. That's our poetry writer. And then we got Brother Derrick.
Derrick, I'm about to get my hair single. I know. Derrick, DC is the poet that I was talking to, who was talking with me about respect and about the process of communication. And Derrick, I'm about to get my ex Singleton is my brother in the law.
Wait, now, take this out, Sister Gidget. You got to realize we talking to Brother Jamil. Brother Jamil, that's a sharp brother. He stays on it. Look how small this brother is. You know he got to be sharp.
All praise be to Allah.
Yeah, he's sharp. He's sharp as a tack and ready to speak. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. But you know, this brotherhood and sisterhood that we have here, the brothers and sisters from nation building, and the brothers and sisters from Sing of the Courts, and the brothers and sisters throughout our online community and throughout our nation, and really all of our friends and relatives, particularly those there with you in Texas and Louisiana and all throughout the rest of the country. I'm speaking to you tonight from Forestville, Maryland, here on the East Coast, where the brothers and sisters are with you and they salute you. And it's just a good time to be dealing in good things. When you're trying to qualify yourself to be somebody's husband, that means you have given up the player foolishness. When you're trying to be somebody's wife, you have decided you're not going to be a human bonbon, some old trick, some old sweet thing for every Negro that come along. You've decided that you're going to be an honest and decent woman and demand that a man who approaches you be an honest and decent man. And so this is an exciting time to be doing the right thing. The poetry and cultural support that we get just from the spoken word that reinforces the love in the heart of a couple for one another, that's necessary. The strength that we get from our brother Rakim making his word bond and providing us this forum, the strength that we get from Sister Gidget, and I'm gonna come back to strength in women. We can talk about that in a little while. But the strength and the beauty of Sister Gidget in putting forth her skill as a human relations expert, and she relates to human beings wherever they are, to put this program on, man, this is the hottest thing ever. Y'all better stop me from talking. I get the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I will run around in here because I feel good about the opportunity. And when y'all meet Latoya, don't tell her I was, you know, I was all excited. You just let her know I was real cool. You know, I spoke it real cool today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Okay, listen, before we move on, Brother Derek, I'm going to give you an opportunity to prepare for a question. So I'm going to take a question from the audience. DJ Black Teaser, I think we have a question from area code 918.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam,
sir.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Ivan from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, Brother Ivan, thank you for calling in, but kind of talk up, beloved, because your phone is breaking up. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We
hear
you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just called. I was listening, and I see what you said. What is the title of the show? Because I can't hardly see it on my computer.
It's called Can You Woo Woo Woo? Can you woo woo woo?
To talking about, I gotta be careful now when I answer that question. Now,
in other words, we got everybody on the show tonight, but Jeffrey Osborne himself. But we got Brother Jamil standing in his place.
You know, I heard Brother Jamil. Brother Jamil pretty much covers it, man. He's a natural born preacher. So when he preaches, you know, really ain't too much to say. But amen.
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 Well, I mean, you know, I mean, not really. I was listening. I'm always open. When I hear believers with a forum, you know, sometimes it's good just to listen. But I will say this. In some of my past courtships, you know, there's things that you can do within the confines of the courtship that will help move things along pretty fast. It's like the brother was talking about being respectable. I remember here recently, you know, we had a thing on one of the forums where some brother had some different ideas about gift giving, and it got kind of, you know, out there because people have their own ideas, and sometimes we project on one another. But I think in courtship, it depends on what kind of gift that you give, what time that you give them, you know, in the manner in which you give them. But Like, for instance, when I was in courtship, I gave certain books. The sister said she wanted a message to the black man. I gave her that. She mentioned that hers was messed up. She mentioned that she wanted study guides. Those things like those kind of gifts like that. So I think that's wooing, if you want to say wooing. I think that's a form of wooing during courtship, because you want to make sure if the sister says she wants something pertaining to the teachings, you're helping her further in her study. So I think that's a form of wooing, if you will.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Brother Ivy. You know what? I'm gonna have you on my show, because I got a show coming up where a brother asked to interview me and some other MGT about behaviors that we have. So I'm gonna have you as one of the brothers who's gonna ask us some questions, because I know you got some questions to ask the MGT. I know you do.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I'll
Brother Ivy. I salute like a black man. Let me tell you something, brother. I got some questions. You just get me to give me your number or email address or whatever. I got some questions I want you specifically ask my big sister Gidget.
Yes,
specifically.
Absolutely, brother. You hit me up on Facebook and
I'll kick my brain. I'm good. Okay, listen, we winding downtown. Let us move on. Thank you, Brother Ivan, so much, beloved, for all your support this year, and we hope that you join us next year and every week. And we love you so much, and thank you. So please continue to listen, and thank you for calling in, beloved.
Ma'am, alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Okay, we got one more question we're going to take from area code 507. Area code, I think DJ Caesar, I don't know if I can't see. I think it says 507. I'm trying to be cute. I don't have my glasses on.
Salam
alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Who's calling, sir?
This is Brother Mustafa Abdul X Allah calling from Rochester, Minnesota.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mustafa. I was just talking to you in the chat room, and now here you are. Thank you for calling, brother.
You have a question? Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate on the show. I'm really happy to see the show developing. From the first time I came on the show and talked and asked questions a couple of months ago, it has really progressed. And this is a fantastic topic that we're speaking about tonight, and you have a fantastic panel there tonight. And I want to say salam alaikum to everyone on the panel.
Alaikum.
And thank you.
But going back to when we first opened up the show, we've got my brother Derek from New Orleans on the show tonight. Salam to my brother. And then the other Derek, who's doing the poetry. I think this is a very interesting mix because, you know, as Brother Jibril was saying, you know, when you get off into the courting process, there's so many different elements that you can approach the situation from. But there's actually only one correct way to do it. So,
my brother, may I interject for 1 second? I just don't want to have us go forward incorrectly. I'm not Brother Jibril. Now, Brother Jibril is the one in the Phoenix area who writes the columns, who's very intelligent, who writes books and is a theologian and is a leg that the minister stands on spiritually. I'm just Brother Jamil. And Brother Jamil is certainly not Brother Jibril. And I wanted to make sure that you knew the difference. I'm just...
Thank you, Brother Jamil, for correcting me there. Thank you. I'll have to turn the volume up in my hearing aid.
All right.
So going back to, you know, the different elements in the courting, you know, a brother wants to be proper and correct and approaching the sister, you know, in the correct way. But there's so many different elements of things that can go wrong in the process of courting, you know. So I was listening to Sister Gidget from the outset of the show. She had made an excellent point in just talking about how people come into the courting process already flawed from things that have happened in their lives before they even get to the courtship process. So I was wondering, Is this something that we should be considering as Muslims, as the auditing process and the Dianetics? Will that help us during by following the restrictive laws of Islam and trying to be proper in the courting process? And how can we bring all of that together and be successful as Muslims? And I'll take my question off the air. Thank you.
Beautiful question, Brother Mustafa. Thank you. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to answer this. I'm going to answer part of them. Of course, I'm going to let anyone else chime in. But what I want to say about is the incorporation of Dianetics and any other form of help you want to get about past issues. Let me just say this about black women in particularly. And I can speak for myself, and, you know, and I know I can speak for a lot of my sisters who may want to remain nameless. We as women have suffered a great deal of abuse throughout our lives as well, whether we have been molested by our fathers, our brothers, our uncles, our neighbors, or whatever, whether we've had abusive relationships, you know, the whole nine yards. When you're doing Dianetics, really, that is to fix you. And if you know personally that you are not at a healthy point, where you have a string of failed relationships, where you seem to keep having the same repetitive type of outcome and the same circumstances, it is my suggestion, and people can do what they want to do, but this is just my personal suggestion. You really cannot connect in its entirety to another person if you're disconnected from yourself. So in order for you to offer the best of yourself to someone, you need to fix yourself to the best of your ability. Now, is that something you could do overnight? No. Should you be alone for the rest of your life till you get perfect? Absolutely not. But the acknowledgement and the process of healing and being proactive in that process will make you better as a person and will make you better for someone else. So I'm going to let someone else chime in on that question. Brother Jamil?
There's no doubt about it. Brother's question, our brother from Minnesota, he asked a question about whether or not Dianetics and the process of Dianetics auditing actually would contribute to making us more fit for a successful marriage. The answer is yes. Does it help us to obey the restrictive laws of Islam? Yes and no. And I'll say that yes and no because the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are not without a historical record of our ability to follow Mr. Muhammad's teaching, to obey him, and to do as he said. Now, before we had the processing of Dianetics, which is valuable and life-giving and life-saving, and we thank Minister Farrakhan for bringing us to that point where we understand it. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a wise teacher and leader for us. He's not the leader, the teacher, the guide, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But Minister Farrakhan is so full of the Spirit, you tell me how to tell the difference between the two. But Minister Farrakhan gave to us the technology of Dianetics processing. It helps us, like you said, Sister Gidget, to work on what was done to us, what aberrated us in our behaviors. What can we do to avoid being re-stimulated in our engramic content and being forced back into aberration by some kind of an eruption of our reactive mind? Now, that language may be unusual to many of us, but that's okay. Find your way to the Dianetics Processing Center in your area or Muhammad Mosque in your area or study group in your area and find a way to benefit yourself by means of that Dianetics processing. But let me just say this in conclusion. Dianetics is good, but the restrictive law of Islam, that is our faith. You had it exactly right, sister. What we are using Dianetics for is to help make us better Muslims. We're not using our Islam to help us become Scientologists. You all understand
right.
What I'm trying to say to you? We are employing a better technology than we have seen anywhere else in the world to bring our minds up. The mind of the Negro was mentioned in the Supreme Wisdom. And the mind of the Negro is addressed by, in this instance, we love the devil. Y'all remember this language. We love the devil because he, what? Because he gives us something. Now, many people would say, hey, wait a minute, is that a typographical error? What do you mean we love the devil because he gives us nothing? Shouldn't that be we love the devil in spite of the fact that he gives us nothing? No. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his discourse with his teacher, Master Farad Muhammad, is exactly correct. We love the devil because he gives us nothing. Do you know that the human mind embraces and leans toward and tends to listen to those outside parties who validate that mind's vision of itself? If you believe you are nothing, then you love the one who gives you and confirms in your mind what you already thought of yourself. If a person tells you you're not nothing and you already believed it, then you will incline to that person. Abusive relationships being replayed and replayed and rehearsed and repeated generation after generation. To break that cycle, we must begin to learn that we are not nothing. We must take to account the word of Master Farad Muhammad, accept your own and be yourself. Your own self is a righteous and good Muslim. And then you are told to work cheerfully and fear not. Why, Master Farad Muhammad? Why should we fear not? Why should we not be afraid of courtship and afraid to woo, woo, woo? Because you are the best, the righteous, and the powerful. In just a few moments, you're going to meet the best woman that I know. She's a righteous woman, and she's a powerful woman in her own right. When Sister LaToya comes on the line, don't tell her I said it. You just tell her I was real cool. I was real cool.
Whatever. Thank you, Brother Jameer. Okay, listen, we're almost at the top of the hour. I want to get another poem in from D.C., but I'm going to take one more question. And I think this person's been holding the longest, Caesar. Let's take the question from area code 773.
Sister Gidra, are you talking about me?
Is that you?
No, that's 773. No, that's not you. 3375.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
This is Brother Daniel Muhammad from Mars Maryam.
Assalamualaikum, Brother Daniel. How are you, sir?
Oh, fine, by the grace of Allah.
Yes,
Waalaikum salam.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum. You had a question for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. One moment, add a comment as far as courtship. You know, as the brothers, we have to really look at ourselves before we go into that process.
Okay.
And
what do you mean by that?
You know, we can't always point the fingers at someone. We have to look at ourselves.
Yes, sir.
We say, well, she turned me down. Brother, no. You have to look at the marriage yourself. You can't always go into courtship and thinking everything is peaches and cream.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And so for you, Brother Daniel, what is your idea of, you know, what is it about yourself that you as an FOI need to look at before you're ready for courtship?
Well, one thing, you know, as far as the Dianetics, as brothers, we have to get on that Dianetics to get those engrams out of us.
Yes, sir. I agree.
And when you say an engram, my brother, we may have thousands of listeners tonight who are not familiar with the language of Dianetics processing.
Yes, sir.
What
I mean by engrams, sir, those impediments that have been holding us back for our progress.
Okay. Yes, sir. So you think that's the first step prior to courtship, Brother Daniel?
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Because,
well,
you know, we can't, you know, if we go into this, we can't have, you know, our own personal demons to interfere with that.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I just want you to keep in mind that any relationship that you're involved in, whether it's a friendship, a brotherhood, a brother-sisterhood, or even a marriage, it's a growing process. So like I said, as long as you are able to acknowledge and be proactive in resolving those issues, it shouldn't be a hindrance to courtship, because now you are aware and you are in the process of fixing it. Because sometimes our pain is so rooted and it's so deep and it's so old,
yes, ma'am,
that it could take the rest of your life to really overcome that. We hope not, but it could, because
exactly,
it depends on how intense it is. However, it does not mean that you cannot grow with another person, and that another person cannot also be helpful to you and you to them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, dear brother. It's good to hear your voice again.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Sister Gidge and Brother Jamil. It's always good hearing from you, sir.
You as well, brother. Keep them dusty spinning here.
Oh, most definitely, black man.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We want to get a poem in about DC. DC, I know you have another beautiful poem for us, so let's rock and roll with that.
Okay, this next one is called Holding Hands. It was one that I wrote for my wife. And it says, dark-eyed beauty by my side fills me with feelings rare, leads me down paths of ecstasy just by holding hands. Oval face with bedroom eyes made this world a paradise, showed me things I never knew just by holding hands. Lips of fire, skin so soft, touching realms of reality, embraces me with love just by holding hands. But be I young or be I old, this one fact I know, she and I fell in love just by holding hands.
Oh, I love that poem. I loved it the first time I read it. I did. I just love stuff like that. It's just so simple and so beautiful. And Brother Jimmy, I'm going to ask you. Yes.
Can I just say this before you ask me the question? I got to tell you this, DC, by way of full disclosure, and, you know, I have to tell you, and I have to give this disclaimer, I have been a long-time confirmed poetry hater. You know, I just generally don't like the art form as much as I should. And hearing it tonight from you, how the economy of your language, the elegance of your words, the meter and the pentameter and the rhythm of it, the stanzas, man, I might start having to like poetry, man. That was beautiful. And when you consider how you dealt with the fact that modesty, which we started off the show talking about, modesty and decency and the restraint of character is what is necessary for people to hold hands and fall in love. You know, I come from an era, and we'll talk about this when the lovely Sister Latoya gets on the line. And, of course, don't tell her I said all that. Just tell her I was real cool. But when she comes on the line, we'll talk about that. I come from an era where, you know, you didn't see, you know, the woman's backside and breasts all over TV, all over music videos, the champagne pouring down the bikini. In my day, if you saw a woman's knees, that was virtually, what? She got on a mini dress. When the mini dress came out when I was a young boy, that was, woo, that was big scandalosity.
Brother Jamil, I can have you laughing with some of the stuff I've seen. But
yeah,
what I normally say is that it wasn't until the day after graduation I found out we had women in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God, I'm glad I didn't go to your school, but I am telling you. But brother, I'm telling you, there was not this kind of of things, the societal cues, the cues that we got, the social messages in our music were messages of that we're going to commit, we're going to be married. When you talk about wooing, Sam Cooke would just gently say to the woman, "Darling, you send me." And when he's saying, "Darling, you send me," and "Honest, you do," at first I thought it was infatuation, but then it lasted so long, now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. That's not a lyric that you hear in today's. Exactly. And when you think about when you think about how you said that, Brother DC, y'all remember Nat King Cole, right? You remember Nat King Cole?
Oh, yes.
Nat King Cole has a song that says, "Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home.
Yes.
Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home." See, he's talking about There you go. He's holding her hand, walking her home after an evening on the town. He has to get her into the house at a time that her father has determined is her curfew. You know, he's let her go out. She's being watched at the movie theater, watched at the restaurant, watched at the hot dog stand, watched all the way back home. He gets her back home, and it's great just for them to hold hands, you know. She has to borrow his comb, and he, you know, see, that's a wonderfully romantic, simple song about the small pleasures of righteous people falling in love by degrees, not the way, like Biggie Smalls would say, you know, now you all pent up with your limbs up, all because you like the way my Benz was rimmed up. That is the opposite of the effect. And don't act like y'all don't know that
lyric. No, that's called Brother Jamil. Wow.
Because I be bumping, because Biggie is the man, okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and his way of saying things and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
so Biggie is the man. Biggie at restaurants order to eat. Yeah.
You know, when I was in the service and meeting different cultures and stuff like that, I've learned a lot of things. There were times like you would pick up a young lady in whatever country you were in just to take her to the movies and stuff. And the most respectful thing you did was present yourself to her parents first, then present yourself to the young lady. And you made sure that you were respectful every step of the way. If you got out of line, then it was a problem for you. And it was also something that would come back and hurt the nation of the United States, being a soldier, you're an emissary of this country. You know, you are then slapping somebody in the face when you disrespect them. So you learn these things and you live by them and you build your life upon them, and you find that as you go through life, you know, this is the way that things actually can and will make a more peaceful and better life for everybody concerned.
Yes, sir. Okay. Listen, we have Sister Latoya. She asked us to call her about 10 minutes after 9. And so what we're going to do, Brother DJ Black Teaser, if you still have that number, let's try to get Sister Latoya on the phone. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take the question from area code 813. Did we take that question? No. Okay, area code 813, I'm making your mic live. Go ahead and ask your question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Brother Jamil, Sister Gidget, how are you? This is your little
16,
brother Jamil,
16.
Brother James, affectionately known to you, brother, as 16.
My brother,
oh, praise
yes.
And my question to you, Brother Jamil, is why are you fronting as if you were down by law in that era when you know you were down by hearsay, brother?
Hello? You better leave me alone.
Oh, beloved, it is wonderful to hear your voice, dear brother. It
yours
really
is. Well.
And
yours
I don't have
well.
Any questions, and I certainly don't have any statements regarding courtship, particularly in the presence of the master and mentor.
Let me say this. No. I gotta stick a pin in that one.
Let me just say, family, that
Brother James, if you don't know him, he is Minister Farrakhan's representative in the state of Florida from his base there in Tampa, and he works along with Brother Minister Rasul, Brother Student Minister Rasul, in the 7th region to make that one of the most dynamic and productive regions in our nation. Brother James, whose humble voice you're hearing right now, has traveled the entire nation. You hear him in Detroit. You hear him in Chicago, you hear him in New York, you hear him on the West Coast, but wherever he goes, he represents the minister in word, yes, but the beauty of his family, he and Sister Joanne, and I really want to thank her for the next bean pie that she's going to make for me. I don't know when that's going to be. But,
well, she's listening, brother,
fans.
And she's contemplating your request as you speak.
Praise be to Allah. I'm hoping that she turns it over in a positive way. But because of the wonderful nature, they are such a beautiful couple, in love, happy, and they're now youthful and energetic grandparents. They are parents. They are watchers over the believing community there in Central Florida and wherever they are around the rest of the nation. But I'm just grateful that you are my friend, brother, and that you are my brother in this work, this cause of Islam. And it's such a great honor to hear from you. I can't wait to see you. And the next time we get a chance to see each other, inshallah, we'll sit and embrace and enjoy brotherhood once again. What a great
I relish that, brother, with great joyful anticipation. I love you, brother. I just wanted to say that. And yes, however reluctant you are to allow me to say something on your behalf, I must say to the listening audience that this brother has taught me so much. We go back over 20 years. I think it's at least 22 or 23 years. When he found a fledgling student minister, didn't know anything about the ministry, didn't even know how to dress. And my brother pulled my coat, and as you can hear, he is a wordsmith, and I copied that from him, and he inspired me to study words. And I just want to say that in public, dear brother. And I know you don't like it. It makes you very uncomfortable, but I love you, brother, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And what I say in the way of accolades is from my heart. It is not flattery. It is from my heart, dear brother. So I'll be quiet, and I'll allow you to go on. But I love you. I love you too, Sister Gidget.
I love you more. That's my big brother from Florida. And you know what? I'm sorry, Brother Minister James. I have to agree with Brother Jamil. You are such a beautiful brother. And, you know, the way you speak of your wife and the way you spoil your grandchildren, it's just love just eluding from you. It's not eluding from you. It's just I can't even talk. But, you know, you radiate that in your personality, and we love you so much. And, you know, I have to agree with Brother Jamil. You can't come on here and us not acknowledge who you are and what you have been in our nation, but what you are to us in our hearts. So we thank you so much for your service. We thank you for your brotherhood. We thank you for your ministry, for your friendship, for making me laugh, for getting on my tail when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. We love you for it all, Brother James, and you stick around, don't you go nowhere. You stick around.
Oh, I'm not going.
Oh no, Brother James. Brother James, we definitely want you to stick around, brother, because you got so many words of wisdom, brother. I mean, I'm telling you all, this brother James. You know something? I ain't gonna brag on you too much, brother. I'm not gonna do that tonight, but because the brother leaves me speechless.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he does. And I want him, Brother Jamil, do you happen to remember Reverend C.L. Franklin, Aretha Franklin's father?
Of course.
Doesn't Brother James sound like him?
When Brother James get cranked up, you have to understand something. It's wonderful that you would ask. Brother James, I hope you can hear me. But
I can hear you, brother. You all are killing me, but I'm listening. Go ahead, brother.
She's not talking about that in the sense that you rev up and tune your voice up in the way that Reverend Franklin would do, which he made famous as a Baptist preacher.
the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as you know, Brother James, forbade us from doing that because tended to focus the attention of the audience on the musicality of our speech and not on the principles of our message. So he doesn't let us do it. But you have a tone. If you hear Brother James at a rostrum, and I encourage you, wherever you can go, hear him teach. Go and hear him represent the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, Brother James, now Sister Gidget made the point. I didn't ask her to make it. But the truth of the matter is this. When you speak in the manner that you speak, your tone of voice does remind me of Reverend C.L. Franklin, who is described by his biographer in a book called Singing in a Strange Land. That's the title of biography of Reverend C.L. Franklin. But they said he had the perfect pitch and tone for a preacher. And you have that because when you speak, the words are it's like the sound during baseball season when you hear a home run hit. As soon as that ball hit this part of that bat, whap, you know it's a home run. That's how your voice is with the teachings in it. And so I love that quality about you, and I think she is right. You know, I've never heard you sing, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee." I bet you can do it.
No.
You and probably, you know what? And,
you probably don't want to get that.
Well, inshallah, anyone who is desiring to hear Brother James, if y'all stick around a little bit, he might be a regular next year. So just stick around. You never know. You never know what we got up our sleeves. So
that's right.
Just stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned. Okay, now listen, we have our dear beloved sister Latoya X Saunders on the phone, I believe. Sister Latoya, are you there? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
How are you doing, my sister? It's
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed. You know, Brother Jamil had us cracking up, and we on the floor, and he done sung to us, and he's walking around.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. He's been cool all night.
He's been cool all night long. He's been cool, sister. I mean, there's some things he done said. He just wanted us to not say anything about it. He just wanted us to say that he was cool.
That's cool.
He was real cool. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell us from a sister's perspective, you know, because you, like Brother Jamil, like I said, when he first came onto the show, you know, this is not something that you are just aware of as far as the courtship process, but this is something that you're actually living. So tell me, sister, you know, how did you prepare yourself to go into courtship? And you know what? I'm sorry. I am so used to not having a co-host. My co-host is on the phone, and let me apologize. Brother Derek?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. Do you have a question for Sister Latoya? I want to let you go first. You are dissing me. I'm going to let you go first for the sister.
That's what I'm going to let you. Well, this is to both you and Brother Jamil. The question is, what can we do to keep the desire and attraction alive in a relationship?
What we can do to keep the desire and attraction alive within the relationship?
Yes, between both parties.
Between both. Just having fun and communication. Communication is key. Because me and Jamil, we talk about everything, and we are transparent, so we know what's going on in each other's mind. So we just keep it fun and truthful.
Brother Derek, what she said? It's what Mama said. It's what Mama said.
Okay, so
good answer.
Let me ask her now. So, Sister Latoya, when you were considering courtship, let me ask two questions. Were you considering courtship prior to being asked, or was this something you were considering only when you were asked for?
At that moment when me and and Jamil started communicating, I really wasn't looking to court. I had been in a previous courtship before, and it didn't go the way I planned. So I was just kind of just working on myself, just focusing on me and me alone. And then just out of nowhere, Jamil came. And we just started communicating, just talking and just chatting. And the communication was always very uplifting. He was very respectful. And it was just a surprising that he asked for me, you know, and I wasn't looking for it. But it seems like when you don't look for it, that's when someone come along. So I wasn't looking for it. It just came.
So as you've gone through the courtship process, what has been the most difficult for you?
The courtship, as far as with me and Jamil?
Yes, ma'am. Are any courtship, I mean, what is the most difficult point of courtship for you?
It was no difficulty for me.
Okay.
I have to say that there were some difficulties for me, though, Sister Gidget. May I chime in here?
I don't know. You have to ask Sister LaToya, can you chime in?
Yes, sir, you can. As long as you be real cool like you was being, you know, before I came on the show. Just be real cool.
But
number one, there are challenges that have to be overcome. We're not in the same city. We're not even in the same region of the Nation of Islam in terms of our residences. I'm on the East Coast, and Sister is in the Southwest region. So that's one thing that had to be overcome. The second thing was that we had to deal with the fact that, you know, we have different expectations. We come from different, you know, time frames. I'm a few months older than she is. And so that those few months have added up into some years. And so we had to confront these different things, and we had to deal with them in the way that LaToya just said. Sister LaToya, let me call her Sister LaToya because y'all don't call her LaToya. I call her that. Don't y'all be calling her. But anyway, so LaToya said, you know, we have to deal with those things and be transparent. She speaks to me, I speak to her. I'm interested in, I'm not a mind reader, so she has to talk with me. She doesn't have any tea leaves on the table to figure me out, so I have to speak with her. And we have to keep that communication, as she said, open and honest, transparent, respectful, affectionate, and fun. When we do that, I think we've been able to reach this point thus far, and inshallah, we'll see where this road takes us.
Yes, sir. Okay. Brother Derek, you have a question?
No, not at the moment. Give me a minute. Give me 1 second.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, we're going to take a question from Area Code 619. They have been holding for a long time, and I want to thank them for their patience as we make their mic live. Area Code 619, your mic is live. Do you have a question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now, I don't have a question. I just had a comment because I heard, I'm not sure which brother said this, but I heard something, and I just wanted to make a comment on it. But I also want to say, though, too, that the brother that did the singing, oh, my goodness. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Oh, my goodness. That brother can sing. But one of the brothers said was about we love the devil because he gives us nothing. I've been in the nation 4 years, and no one is until tonight has been able to explain or even attempted to explain what that means. So I just wanted to say thank you to the brother because that's always been on my mind. Like, how can you possibly love that which gives you nothing? And now feel like after hearing the brother's words that I can move forward because it gave me an insight into myself because I never would have thought about it in the way he put it that you keep choosing a certain type of person because of what's in you. And that makes you, you know, just the way the brother has explained it, just gave me really good insight into myself. And I just want to say thank you to the brother.
Praise be to Allah. Sister, don't hang up the line. Don't hang up. Are you still there with us?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
I'm glad because you're calling
from San Diego.
You're calling from San Diego. That's right. And I wanted to tell you that
when I heard the 619 area code, I was very, very encouraged. I want to tell you, keep your work with Mas number 8. Keep it up. Brother Hugh and Sister Sipple and the family of believers there in San Diego are some really great people, and they will help you develop as a Muslim and as an MGT. So I look forward to hearing great things from you. What's your name, my sister?
Sister Michelle.
Sister Michelle. All right, sister, we're going to be looking out for you. And inshallah, the next time that Sister LaToya and I are in San Diego, we look forward to meeting you. All right?
All right. Yes,
oh,
I look forward to meeting you and my beloved sister.
Thank you for calling.
Hey,
in,
Sister Gidget.
I got
somebody who want to ask the question.
Okay.
All right. He coming on right now. His name is Reverend Chickenfoot. Chickenfoot. He coming on right now. Y'all just hold on 1 second. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Rev?
I got a question for the sister Doya and brother Jamil. I ain't hearing a whole lot of things tonight, but I want to hear one thing that I don't normally hear, and it's about love. Do you love this woman, brother Jamil?
Yes, sir. I love her very deeply, and I learned that I love her in the way similar to what brother Derek talked about in his poem called Holding Hands. You can fall in love by little steps, learning a person's mind and spirit from a distance. In our case, Reverend Chickenfoot, the Right Reverend Deacon Dr. Chickenfoot, we learned each other from a distance, and we learned each other over time. I couldn't be in her face batting my eyes at her, and she blinking her eyes at me, and I'm smelling her perfume, and she's running her fingers through my curly, curly, wavy locks. We couldn't do all that. But we had to fall in love on the basis of the principle of who LaToya and Jamil are. Who is Brother Jamil? Who is Sister LaToya? And what are the ways that we can help each other be better Muslims? And that is the way we fell in love. At least for me, that's the case, Brother Reverend, Right Reverend Dr. Deacon Chickenfoot, sir.
All right, get a church to say amen to that one.
Amen.
Okay, Sister LaToya, do you love this young, vibrant brother, Jamil? Do you love him, Sister LaToya?
Well, Reverend Chickenfoot, let me put it this way. This man reaches my soul with his conversation alone. Just with the conversation, because that's all we have. So I have no other choice but to love him.
Wow. Boom. Okay.
I love this.
Well, you know what? I just have to say this, and I know this is not the time for me to say it, and I was going to wait to the end, but I just can't wait. You know, Brother Jamil, you a mess. I love you so much. You have, and I call him my father of wisdom. And Brother Jamil, you know, he's so modest. He won't take a compliment. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. You have to remember, and I want you to always remember this, because I know, you know, probably in the next few months or next year or whatever, I'm not going to be able to conversate with you as much, because we going to be busy. But I want you to know that it is absolutely the truth that Minister Farrakhan has devoted 57 years of his life into giving us the teachings from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you, my dear brother, you 30-plus years in this ministry as well. And I wanted to tell you that, you know, you have to understand that when you speak, people do listen to you. And you have an eloquence about you that touches us and that makes us absorb what you are saying. And so you have been that beautiful representative of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan and of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And, brother, we love you and we thank you. And it is just such a treasure, and I'm not going to cry because I promised you I would be hard in the paint. I'm not going to cry, but it's just such a joy to hear you so happy because you are so, so worthy. You are so deserving, and I am just as your little big sister, because I'm bossy, yes, I know. As your little big sister, I am happy for you, and I love you, and you deserve this. And I'm going to shut up because I'm not going to cry. I say I won't go cry. I'm supposed to be a thug, but... And I want to say thank you, Sister LaToya, for making my brother Charles happen. Queen, I know you're also worthy. I don't know you that well, but I want to say welcome to the family within the family. And that we love you and we thank you for making our brother come on here tonight. And he's singing and he's talking about he like poetry and he's dancing on his toes. And all at the real time while being cool. While being cool. Now, don't get it twisted. He was cool with it.
He was cool. I'm very honored that you had me on your show.
Oh, yes,
I will
ma'am.
Say this is important.
Thank you.
I'm going to say that. Sister Gidget, I want to implement this real quick. For everybody in his own Facebook that got Brother Jamil as a friend on Facebook, when you hear your phone and your computer going off, all times of the day and in the middle of the night from him posting love songs. It is Sister LaToya's fault.
I noticed it.
Have you all noticed all the love songs that come across your screens?
Yes, sir.
It's my fault. I take the blame for that one.
It's a beautiful thing, Sister LaToya. This brother really loves you. He's really happy, and you sound so vibrant. It sounds like he really makes you happy. So, I mean,
He's so sincere. He's very truthful, funny. You know, he's just so lovable. Who can I love, Brother Jamil? And, you know, I just don't understand.
Absolutely.
You know, so you're probably the reason. Brother Jamil, you still didn't call me. You was on a train or something one time. You supposed to have called me back. You never called me back. Now I know why.
Okay, we're running out of time a little bit. We're a little bit behind. So what I'm going to do, I have a call coming. I think this is from Louisiana, so I'm definitely going to take that question.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to have another poem by D.C. So I'm going to bring in the caller from area code 225. Area code 225, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Naomi from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hey.
Assalamualaikum. Wa alaikum salam. How you doing, Brother Sugar Bear?
I'm all right, sister. I'm all right.
You're all right.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have a question or anything. I really just had a comment because I've been like I guess you can say, I sat back and watched you all's relationship blossom, and it is a absolutely beautiful thing to see the courtship process being done properly. And when you do it properly, then you get the end result which you were reaching for. And I love Sister LaToya. That's my big sister. Love her to death. I'm absolutely happy for her. And also for Brother Jamil, because they're like two little small school children when they're together. I love them to death, but they drive me. And I totally look forward to them two actually coming together, getting married. You know, just to see how he interacts with her children. He does not treat them as if they're not his. It's as if they've known each other all this time and they're one big, you know, family. We're one big, huge family. And he just finished saying my sister's wedding. They actually got married, and that was absolutely beautiful, just the message that he gave. But when the courtship process is done properly, we get the correct and end result, which is building a nation. But time for me to go. I told you guys I was going to call in. I forgot off early, but I have to get the little man ready for bed. So
I smell legal. Like, well, thank you, and I love you too, Naomi.
Thank you for calling in. And, you know, that's one question I wanted to ask, too, because Brother Jamil and Sister LaToya, you being a mother in particularly, but either one of you can answer the question, when is beyond the preliminary stages of the courtship, when is it a good time to incorporate the children and maybe other family members, you know? I mean, I know someone who is considering courting you should meet your parents. But when you have children already, when is a good time to introduce the courtship mate to the children? Is it in the beginning when you're just filming each other out, or after you have actually made the decision that it's going, you're going to work it going forward?
I was going to ask Sister LaToya to answer that. That's all I was
going to ask. Oh, that's it. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Well, with me, by my children being older, I introduced them to Brother Jamil right off the bat. I didn't want to, you know, be it a surprise. I just introduced right at the back, and he was just so, because he had, before I even introduced my children to him, he had genuine concern about my children. He was asking about them and really wanted to meet them along with my parents. And the moment that I introduced them to him, they just loved them. You know, he was asking certain questions. And the first time that we Skyped together, you know, we just all Skyped together like a big old family. We just cracking, having jokes. And, you know, they love Jamil. It's just like we were just natural. It's like we then knew each other. It was just real natural.
Praise be to Allah. I think that's also
very, I did it off the bat.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
What's also very true, is you have to consider the level of how that relationship goes. Now, I have younger children that are the same ages as Sister LaToya's girls, but my younger children weren't aware of what we were doing until later in the process, because Sister LaToya is the custodial parent of her daughters. I am not the custodial parent of my younger children. Therefore, I needed to have something more solid before I just brought them to the knowledge of what's happening. But now that all of our young daughters are working, you know, together, they're eager to know each other, to learn each other, and to make each other's acquaintance and be with each other as a family unit going further with Islam, because all of our family loves Islam. So we working on things. And this is what I love about Sister LaToya. I mean, I'm going to be real cool about this, but let me just say this. I love the fact that she's a scholarly Muslim. She's an MGT. You know, she was one of the first and the best to pass the exams this semester in the MGT class. She handled her business. She's always scholarly and looking into and studying the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She asked me questions about prayer and we talk about learning things together about the expression of our faith called Islam. And it's great. I mean, it's just like, this is the thing you want. You don't want to have a husband that come home at 3:00 in the morning smelling like a bar room. And you don't want to have a wife that every time you kiss her, it's like you licking an ashtray because she's sleeping and smoking cigarettes or smoking weed. I mean, you know, nobody wants to have all that kind of stuff. So we move that off the table. And now we're not perfect yet, but we're Muslims trying our best to follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that's what makes you adorable, honey. It's not those pretty eyes and a wonderful cheekbone. It ain't that great nose. It ain't that, you know, that kissable face. It ain't the long, pretty locks. It ain't none of that. It's not the glamorous multi-$1,000 wardrobe. That's the one thing, brother.
No, I do not.
Hard to shop for. I can't even go in the store and buy something for. I said, man, just give me the gift certificate. I can't buy nothing. I guess because it's too much stress. But anyway, but I'm saying it's not all of that. What it is that your heart is the heart of a Muslim, and you always have the ability to make a person feel better. I think I even have to draw that out of her sometimes, because she can be so good and so loving that she just keep quiet. She just be what she is. And sometimes because we're in a long distance courtship, I have to say things to her, honey, tell me something nice, tell me something. So when she says it, that's already in her to say, that boosts me up and makes my day. So it's a long story. We could talk for hours and hours, and we don't have that much time, but Sister Gidget and Brother Derek and Brother DC, I really want to thank you all. DJ Black Caesar there in the cut,
and all of us who are here on the line tonight, those calling from Florida and California and New York City and Chicago and Mississippi and everywhere, I'm just grateful that y'all are on with us tonight, and I just want to reaffirm in front of you all, I do love Sister LaToya. I do love her a lot. So, yes, ma'am.
Wow. Oh. Okay. What I'm going to do right now, y'all, I'm going to play a song because I'm going to go blow my nose and dry my eyes. And,
you big girl. You're such a girl.
Whatever.
Hold up.
Yes, go ahead, Brother Rakim.
Sister Gidget, I ain't trying to bum rush the show or nothing, but I'm going to tell you something, and I want everybody that listened to this show to know that Brother Jamil and Sister LaToya owe us some damn tissues.
I have plenty. I must
want,
pass them around.
Yes, I just want everybody to know that you all owe us some tissues. Sister LaToya, the tissues you have, they may not be enough, so you may want to invest in some more. And Sister Gidget, play that song so I can cry some more, please.
Well, Sister Gidget, before you play the song, might I say this, that where love abounds, happiness reigns, and that's what happens.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry about that. I played the song while you guys were talking. I'd already pushed the button. It just popped off. But go ahead and speak, man. I got you, brother.
What I was saying was when love abounds, happiness.
And tell the world I'm taking your hand. we get married. Just wait and see, just you and me.
I'm proud of you for selecting that particular cut. That means a lot to me. I know a lot of the listeners on the line, you know, you have your music aficionados. I love music, and I love the sound of Philadelphia. I love the Intruders. That's Phil and Bird and Big Sonny and Lil Sonny on the lead vocals. And I love that song. And I'm real cool. But I have a question I got to ask now, if you don't mind.
No, I'm waiting on you, big brother. Go ahead and do your thing, sir.
Okay. Well, Latoya, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Get down here. You man, get down here on the floor on one knee. Let me ask you something, honey. I'm just saying, whereas I believe black love is in need of new love, you know, and whereas you're the best woman for me that I know. And whereas I've been over you with the finest tooth comb I could find, I can't find nothing wrong with you. Whereas, yeah, and you've made me love you for the best and the most righteous reasons that an MGT can make a FOI fall in love with her. And because I can't see myself going forward beyond this period right here without you and asking Allah for his blessings and the backing that he could give to us to be better helpers of Minister Farrakhan in this mission and helpers of our nation in our rise, I just want to ask you, not only because I want to get right to the point, but because my knee hurts, baby, would you do me the honor of being my wife? Would you marry me, please?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, praise be to God.
Congratulations.
Wait, Latoya, why did you pause so long? That pause was a long time. Why did you do that? You paused a long time.
His knee hurt.
Huh?
Why did I pause?
Yeah,
you okay.
Because
I'm over here crying.
Yeah, you ain't crying.
You
that was a pause right. For effect.
Okay. Let me just say, y'all, right now, I can't go no further. I can't say nothing, so I got somebody that's on standby that's going to help me out. Brother Minister James, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay,
and I don't know how much help.
For me right now.
I don't know how much help I can render to you at this point, but I am overwhelmed with emotion, and that emotion, of course, is happiness. All praises due to Allah. Brother
All
Jamil
praises.
And Sister Latoya, I cannot tell you. I mean, I'm virtually speechless, and if you ask Brother Jamil, he'll tell you that's a difficult point for me to reach. But I am so happy and blessed to be a part and a witness to this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. May Allah bless both of you, as I'm sure he will. Brother Jamil,
yes.
You got me with this, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sister Latoya, I pray for the great honor and privilege to meet you in person by Allah's grace. But may Allah continue to bless both of you.
Wow.
That's magnificent.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
beautiful. Sister Gidget.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. And Brother Jamil, you and Sister Latoya was an inspiration for a poem I wrote probably within 5 minutes of us being on this show, probably about 10 minutes ago. And so I'm going to let my big cousilla, DJ Black Caesar, that's my cousin, that's my big cousilla right there, and he's doing a wonderful job as engineer. You know that song you just played, who was that, The Intruders?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Could you turn that song down real low? Can you turn it down low for me?
Yes, sir, I can do that.
Turn it down real low and let it play. Let me do some damn things for my beloved new family, my beloved new couple here, my big brother Jamil and Sister Latoya.
Go ahead, brother. Latoya, why did you pause so long? Huh? You scared me to death.
I was too busy looking for some tissue.
Okay. Sister Gidget, can I blow up
tissue
on the phone?
Pass that tissue over here.
Sister Gidget.
Pass that tissue this way.
Yes, sir.
Since Sister engaged, can I blow her some sugar on the phone?
Absolutely.
Okay, for a day.
Darling, oh. You know something? That's a little bit too loud. I can't do it with that loud. I'm going to have to do this acapella. Sister Gidget, you are a wonderful singer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, no, we ain't going to do too much at one time on the show. But let me say this poem real fast. Sister Gidget, give me some tissue.
Sorry, I'm just so emotional. But you know what, Brother Jamil? You know I would never forsake you, but I had to have Brother James on the show, so I had to, I had to get him for backup. And, because I know I will go be like this, and I'm just speechless. You know, for so many reasons why. So I'm just gonna shut up right now. I'm done.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I'm gonna get this poem out the way. Sister Latoya and Brother Jamil, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I hope this is good enough for you all, because I did this very quick. I was going to freestyle, I was going to come off the top of the brain with it, but I said, no, I'm going to freestyle write this as we do this show. Okay, here we go. You're my black goddess queen. You're my desire. Mother of civilization, you got my heart on fire. I will love you forever. I will never retire. You're my number one and only. I will forever admire. I believe in my heart. You're heaven sent to me. All praise due to Allah. We were meant to be. There's no doubt you're my heaven on earth. Original black woman, they don't know your birth. They don't know your worth. But best believe that I do, with the teachings of the most honorable Elijah, Muhammad the messenger. Forever, sweetheart, I'm right here beside you. That's it.
Oh, thank you. I need some more tissue now. Thank you so much.
Praise be to Allah.
Well, Brother Jamil, I have some messages for you. I don't know where he is. I don't see him. He might be online. Brother Minister Robert Muhammad, Southwest Regional Student Minister, he says all praise is due to Allah. I don't see his number on here, but... probably because we have so many callers in. But
I don't know how he does it. How does he hear this stuff, like, immediately upon it happening? That man is like James Bond. He hears everything. I don't know how he does
it. I don't either, but, I have some more messages for you, though. I have a message from Brother Captain Muhammad.
yes, all praise is due to Allah. I also have a message from Chicago for you, Brother Jamil, from my beloved brother, Dr. Wesley, who says he is so happy for you. And so that's all the messages I got right now. So
okay.
Great.
Brother Wesley happy for me in spirit, or is he happy for me in the anthropomorphic form of the man that is happy? Like, is it a spirit happiness or a material happiness? I'm just kidding. That's an inside joke. That's just me and Wesley, you know. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I don't know if Brother Minister Robin is on live. I don't see his number on here yet, but I'm getting myself together. Brother Jamil, I'm so happy for you, but I know right now we are running out of time, and I know DC had a couple of poems he was going to read, and I was going to let Brother Derek ask some more questions. But right now, Brother Jamil, we have about 4 minutes. I'm just going to yield the floor to you and Sister LaToya, and just go ahead and just say anything that you want to say.
Well, I thank you, Sister Bridget, and Brother Student Minister James, and to all of those, DJ Black Caesar, our brother and founder and CEO, Brother Rashid Khalid Muhammad, and to all of the other brothers and sisters, Brother DC, Brother Derek. I'm about to get my ex, Singleton, in New Orleans, and all the other brothers and sisters called in around the country, from California to New York to Florida to Chicago to Minnesota. I thank you for being here this evening. Sister LaToya, I just want to say this to you, and of course I don't call you sister in our personal exchanges, but I want to say this to you formally. I appreciate you for being an MGT. And for striving to do every day a little bit more of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to do. That is an inspiration for me, an example for me. There's no law that says that a husband cannot admire his wife and look up to her and seek to emulate her in what she does of good. I salute you for being a good Muslim and an MGT. That inspires me to be a better FOI, and I love you for that. I thank Allah for you and your wonderful parents. I thank Allah for Brother Billy and Sister Joyce and the day that they met and decided that they wanted to think about having you is a blessed day in my mind. I thank Allah for your children, for Markel. I thank Allah for Lakaya. I thank Allah for Lyric. I thank Allah for all of your family members there, your brothers and all of your cousins and everybody else down there on the bayou who speaks funny and I can't understand them. But I love you all. I love you all. And I want to say to you that I promise you that the best I can do, I'll do that. As we work through these last few stages of courtship, and we're on the study now of Real Love by Minister Ava Muhammad. We're on the study of The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. We're on the study of Basic Training for Couples by Sister Nisa Islam Muhammad. We're on the study of things that will make us better before marriage, and we're not going to stop after marriage. We've been through the courtship manual, and we've been through a number of other documents and studies and other information to make us more fit to be successful. Honey, I pledge to you I'm going to try my best not to ever fail at loving you. And maybe somebody can beat me doing some other stuff. Maybe somebody can slam dunk or run a touchdown. Maybe somebody's cuter than me, taller than me, handsomer than me. That may be the case. But ain't nobody in the world going to beat me loving you. And so that's what I got my championship in right there.
Oh,
so I'm about
God.
To win. And I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you that. In front of people, I'm telling you that. Because I'm not ashamed. I'm not shy. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not biting my tongue. I love you, and that's what I'm trying to do for you. I'm trying to make you happy. And, yes, I want to please Allah first. And then after Allah, I'm going to please my baby. And that's just how I go.
Wow. Thank you. And I thank you for being the FOI that you are. And you don't have to worry. My eyes are for you. I love you for you. Every inch of you, I love you. So you don't have any
All
worries.
All right, now. Teddy bears of the world, unite.
Okay. Hey, Sister Gibson, can I make an announcement?
Yeah, real quick.
I'm making an announcement. Brother Jamil is giving chivalry classes for you all who don't know. I mean, we taking money from PayPal, Visa, Discovery, whatever. He's giving chivalry classes. Chivalry classes are free.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, you know, we're out of time, and it went so fast. And okay, let me get it together. Okay, DC, thank you.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Got to have you back, you know, because we do have
yes,
a relationship show. We definitely got to have you back with some more poetry. To my new up-and-coming co-host over there, Brother Derek, I'm about to get my ex Singleton.
That's him.
Thank you for coming on, Soldier, and you know, putting yourself out there a little bit. I know he got a little more practice to get in, but believe me, that brother is not shy, and he is so, so very wise and so studious. So don't get it twisted. Don't let the quiet mouth fool you. Thank you, Brother Minister James Muhammad from Florida. Thank you for just having my back tonight and, you know, coming on the show.
Bye-bye.
Always inspiring us. Thank you, Brother Rakeem, for all the help you've given me this year. And none of this, absolutely none of this could be possible without my beloved little brother, DJ Black. He's a landlord at the top. Rents do pay me. So thank you for your support and for everything that you've taught me. And I love you all, Nation Building. I want to give an extended thank you to the believers in the chat room, Sister Michelle, Brother Mustafa, and all of the guests that log in anonymously. Thank you, Brother Robert, Dr. Weston, Brother Captain Dennis, for your messages to Brother Jamil. Thank you all so much. Brother Jamil, Sister Latoya, may the blessings of Allah be abundant upon your union. Go forward and be happy. Don't let nothing hold you back. Enjoy this life to the fullest. I love you both, and may Allah keep you in the best element always. So that's the end of our show tonight. Thank you all. One nation, one love. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
Moving. This episode is moving, ladies and gentlemen.
Now if you got a shorty, throw it up, throw it up. Part of my life.